Well, hello, chaps. I've always wanted to say that. I'm in the United States, but I noticed there's a lot of English-speaking people here, like the real English, like the good English, as you guys say. Hey, I'm out and having a garage sale today, yard sale, plant sale, whatever you want to call it. I have some huge agave plants. And it's a beautiful day. It's like 85 degrees out here in Southern California. I have chicks and hens, and I'm not too sure what the real name is. But, you know, I mean, hen and chicks. That makes more sense. And then I have some jade plants, and I have some mother-in-law tongues or snake plants and a spider plant. So far. And then I have the plant in the back that I don't know what the name of it is, but it's a succulent. I have a lot of succulents. And I have them out here. Oh, and I have a big 5-gallon snake plant. And I'm selling that. And then the agaves, I've got one that's huge. I'm selling that for $45 and $20 for the little bit smaller ones, and the small ones are $10. And I got a couple of tiny ones over there for $5. But, of course, agave is nice. And an agave is what they make tequila out of it, although I'm not sure that this is the right agave. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of agave plants. And I just had one bloom. You know, what happens is you plant these and they look absolutely gorgeous and so healthy and everything and for years. And then all of a sudden they bloom and they get this huge, like, arm, or it's like a really big thing, and then it kind of folds over on the end, so it looks like a big, straight up thing that's full of flowers. I'm not explaining this very well, am I? It's full of flowers, and then it kind of falls over on the top. And it's all kinds of flowers and 1 billion seeds. Wow, that is a lot of seeds. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised because my trees do more seeds than that. Billions and billions. Oh, and my roses, my beautiful pure yellow roses are blooming. And I'm resting right now. I had a very unhealthy lunch just now, but it was quick because I have to run in the house to get it. And that was some top ramen. It's cheap and it's quick. It's not healthy, though. You think I would have more things growing in my garden that I could snack on. But I don't. So I have 4 chairs out here for sale and a couple baby items. And, oh, I got to tell you what happened. Drama at the garage sale in the front of the house. So I have this big 12 by 12 tarp that I got from Walmart. It's a big tarp. And it already had a couple rips on it. I got it as a display model. I went over there to pay more money for a good one, and then they had one on display, and it says a display model only for sale, and it was like $50 cheaper. And it had one little cut in it, so I got it. And I've been using it when I go to the flea markets and sell things or whatever. So today, I thought, okay, I'll fix it. I brought it outside, and I put tape. Probably wasn't all that smart, Scotch tape. It's not going to hold, the big wide stuff's not going to hold a tarp together in any wind. And it was a little bit of wind out here, a little wind. And so I put the 12 by 12 tarp up after I fixed it. And then I had two sides of it. I had it anchored on one side to my car, if that makes sense to you, with those nice big red straps. And so then the wind came up a little, and I thought, well, I better anchor the other two down. And so I thought, I have these big old chairs that I was selling, and I would just put them on the other two parts, and I would just tie them to those chairs, because they're big, heavy wooden chairs. And so I thought I'd just tie them to those chairs. Well, just as I was about to tie them, this woman came up and was looking at the chairs. And she loved the chairs. She's got to have the chairs. And so I'm talking to her about the chairs, and the wind comes up. And then it really comes up. And then we're standing there, and the entire tarp and its pop-up stuff, the entire tarp turned totally over and went flat on the top of the truck. And there it was, flat on the top of the truck. And by the way, it caught a cable, because there's a telephone pole there. It caught a cable, but that was for like cable TV, I think, or something, which probably doesn't work now that I come to think of it. Anyway, so there it was. It was blowing in the wind. If I had unhooked it, it would have went over my cactus garden. And so that's a pain. And so, I mean, cacti garden. And so so I said, would you help me? And so she helped me, thank goodness. She's shorter than I am. I'm 5'2", and she must have been 4'8". So the two of us managed to bring it down and lay it flat on the ground. And then, of course, it was all ripped, and it's broken in a couple places that I think I'll be able to fix or maybe get the parts to. And oh, that was my drama. There's just always some kind of drama going on. But that was scary because, man, that tarp, it just picked it up like it was a balloon. And if I hadn't anchored it to the car, it would have been down the street, ripped to shreds. But so much for that dramatic story. Always have a story, don't I? So now I'm sitting at, right after that, then I got like uninspired. And I sat for a little bit, and then I got the plants out front. And I don't really have anything else out, but I'm going to work on it during the day. And then tomorrow I'm having a full-on garage sale, swap meet, plant sale, chair sale. I got some jewelry, nothing worth much. I got some jewelry I'm going to bring out and put in some tables and try to spread it around throughout my whole garage. So that's just an update on some drama in the front yard sale on a Friday. And this is, I don't know what date it is. I'm retired. I don't have to know. All right. See ya. Have a nice day. Sure is beautiful over here. Damn wind, though. I have a huge palm tree, by the way. A huge palm tree, and it drops these big, huge palms, and they come down. They could slice your head off, I think. It's blowing on the wind up there. All right, talk to you later. Bye.